1969. The 69 Corvette looked much like its immediate predecessor, but a number of complaints found in the 68 were addressed. The steering wheel was trimmed an inch to allow drivers greater ease of access and egress. Door panels were redesigned to add more shoulder room. The ignition switch was moved to the steering column. Map pockets were installed in the instrument panel, and optional side exhausts were available. The Stingray trademark reappeared as one word this time. Small block engine displacement increased from 350 cubic inches from 327 cubic inches, and wheel width increased from 7 to 8 inches for better stability. Even though a strike closed the assembly line early in the year, when production resumed, a total of 22,129 coupes and 16,633 convertibles were sent to market. Of significance was that 1969 marked the first year in which coupe manufacture outnumbered convertible roadster production. The 250,000th Corvette was produced late in the year. The 38,762 production yield wouldn't be matched again until 1976.